Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Ama Yoshev B'tzion, Abimorni Marasi Shiyichu, Matan Ben Dvorah, Golan Ben Gabriela, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Ritzuk Ben Baracha, Dina Esther Bas, Dina Baracha Bas Esther Adasa, Ruth Victoria Bas Tila Rovida, Chayachev Feg Bas Michal Dizbasia, Chola Chayalim V'Chatufim V'Ama Yoshev B'tzion. We continue our series of Shi'urim in Maseches Ksubis. And now we're going to be discussing the Sugi Ba'almanas Isa. In our Ksubis series, we are basing ourselves generally on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Moran Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal Reb Chaim. And this year is no exception. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksubis and Daf Yudalid that Hayd Rabbi Yoshua Rabbi Yehuda ben Besera al Mamonas Isa shikshera lekehune. And al Mamonas Isa is kosher lekehune. Why is that? Because there's a sfeik sfeika. What's the sfeik sfeika? Rashi says, we're talking about a case where a woman is divorced from her first husband in a doubtful type way, safik karavla, safik karavla. We're not sure if it's a get. And he dies within 3 months of her becoming pregnant. She marries a Kohen. Within these 3 months, she gives birth. So now we're wondering, is it a 9-month fetus and it belongs to the first husband and he's kosher? Or is it a 7-month fetus, belongs to the second husband, the Kohen, and the baby is a cholol because she's a grusha. So that's one suffix. There's also another suffix, and the other suffix is maybe the get wasn't a get, and this woman's not a grusha, she's an almana. Skumtois, we have a sfeik sfeika to make him a cholol. Maybe this child is not the son of the Kohen, and even if he's the son of the Kohen, maybe she's an almana, not a grusha. That's the almanas isa, that's the sfeik sfeika. And the kasha is, how's it shaykh to have a sfeik sfeika? It says in Rosh Hashanah 29a, that a tumtum is not moiti b'tkiya shofar afis minoy. In other words, the tumtum is chayef to hear shofar, and it's sad that he's a male. Right, a tumtum, we don't know if he's a male or a female. His genital organ is sealed off, tumtum. Avol mikol mokoim, lehotzi tumtum acher in yochol. So this tumtum is chayv on the tzad that he's a male, right? But nevertheless, he can't be motzi another tumtum. Why? Because maybe she's a female and not a bar chiyuva. Frektim the re'eim, in his beer on the Rasag, cited by the Shara Melech, Mikvois, Sov Klal Gimel, also in the Tshuvis, famous Tshuva Rebbe Kiva Eger, in Kamasim and Vov. My time below, Echol Hotzi Asmino, Mishim Sveik Sveike. Why can he not be Motzi, his Min, Al Sveik Sveike? What's the Sveik Sveike? Maybe the listener is a woman, and that isn't Mechu Yevis at all. And even if the listener is a man, maybe the tokeya is also a man. So you have a sfeik sfeika. So why can't a tumtum be motzi? Why can't a tumtum be motzi another tumtum? Sfeik sfeika. So he answers that betray gufe lo amrin and sfeik sfeika. If they're two goofs, they're two bodies, we don't say sfeik sfeika. So now we have a kasha, our sugya, it's two bodies. How can we say sfeik sfeika? Sofek echod, klapei ha'eim. Maybe she's a grusha, maybe she's an almana. Sofek echod, klapei ha'eim. Maybe she's a grusha, maybe she's an almana. Sofek sheni, Klape the sun. Is he the son of the first man or of the second man? So how are we judging here a sveik sveik, a betray gufe? Another kasha, Freck the Welt. Gittin 45b, a sefer Torah that's in the hands of an akum. Some say it should be put away, it should be buried. And others say you can read it. Rashi says, why can you read it? Sveik sveik. Maybe a Jew wrote it. And even if you say the goy wrote it, maybe he wrote it to sell it to a Jew. And not l'shem akum, not l'shem avoydis kerchovim. But how does this sveik sveik work? Tshrei gufe. Maybe the Jew wrote it, one goof, and maybe the goy wrote it, l'shem shamayim, two goofs. Another kasha, Nida, 59b. If a man and a woman urinated into a mug, and there's blood in the water, you're mitar the woman out sveik sveika. Maybe the blood was from the man, and even if it's from the woman, maybe it's not from the mugger. Maybe it's not in blood that's mitame. As she is, can for the shayla sveik sveike and trei gufe. The two people involved, a man and a woman. So here you can say possibly there's only one goof involved. In other words, the shayla is on the woman. So b'sherish has safek, there's two people. But so if the whole nidon here is only the woman, in other words, if it's the man, there's nothing to talk about. So maybe it wasn't from the woman, and if it was, maybe it wasn't from the mucker. But al kopanim sherish hasafik is betray gufe. Maybe it's from the man, even if it's from the woman, it's not from the mucker. We're talking about two goofs. We have all these cases where you have sveik sveik and betray gufe. So how come the Reim in his Bir al Smak says that you can't say sveik sveik and betray gufe? In all these cases, you have sveik sveik and betray gufe. Two bodies. Everybody is a somebody. But here we're talking about two bodies. Most people aren't two bodies. So it would appear that this klal of the Reim, the Gabay Tumtum, that we don't say Sveik Sveika Betray Gufe, is not a general klal. That you're not mitzarev to a Sveik Sveika. Sveikas that involve two different bodies. But rather, it has a logical basis to it. Dafka b'sveika de tumtum, shayachach klal. It's a milsa b'taima that applies only to the suffix of a tumtum. Why? The hasam, mitchila yesh lanu ladum klape gufa shal hashemeya. Im uadam uchuyiv b'mitzah shayfar ainu ala isha upater. The first thing you have to look at is klape the guf of the listener. Is he a man? He's mechuyev mitzvah shofar. Is only a woman and he's pater. And only a woman. A woman is great. But as far as the chiyuv shofar, he's pater. So that's only one suffix. And the din was muchra that he's mechuyev. Sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. So we already koivea the din that he's vaday mechuyev. So he has to hear for somebody who's vaday mechuyev. And the tumtum is only a suffix. Even though klapi the mashmiya, we say that he's vadei mechuyev machmas a suffix. But like habi didan, for us, he's only suffix mechuyev. So he's mechuyev misuffix. We're not sure if he's chayev. And the shemeya, as far as the shemeya is concerned, he's vadei chayev. Sveik d'oraisa l'chumra. So we're machuyah from Sveik d'oraisa l'chumra. And I have somebody who might not be motziyah. That's what he means, the Reim means, when he says you don't say Sveik Sveik betray gufe. But you should klape agufa rishoin in elav rak safek echod. Because if you're the first goof, it's only one suffix. And then we have a psak that is chayiv machmas suffix. And once we paskin the gabe, this first, the shemeh that is chayiv machmas suffix, now we go to the other person, we say only he's only. We go to the shemeh, and the shemeh is chayiv midin vadai, svek darais l'chumr, so he has to go l'chumr. Now he's vadai chayiv. Because of the suffix, he definitely has to hear shofar. So now you go to the mashmi and you say to the mashmi, you don't know if the mashmi is chayiv. You don't know if he's a bar chiyuva. That's what he means, dafka by there, by to hear shofar. Well, if he's there, like midi mikol hanach duchti shezacharnu, the dafka is in the mitchila dainin a klapei ha-shemeya, there. First, you're done the shemeya, you say he's vadei chayiv, and then you're done the mashmi and you say you don't know if he's chayiv. That's the chiddush. But in all other cases, even though the two sveikas are two gufim, nevertheless, there's only one nida. And there are two reasons to be matir, like in the case of nida. The nida is klapa the isha. Does she have a Torah's nida or not? There are two matirim. Maybe the blood's not from her, and even if it's from her, maybe it's not menamukar. So there you have two matirim. B'chein b'hach sefer Torah nimsa b'yadako. We don't care that the suffix is b'beg's gufim, self. The Sefer Torah is two tzadim of Heksher. One, maybe a Jew wrote it, and if a Goy wrote it, so then maybe he wrote it for to sell to a Jew. And in our case also, of Amonis Esau, Av Sheshkan Shnei Nidonim Alayim V'Ala Ben, but Kabbalah knew that a Ben is Yachol or not, we have two Matirim. Maybe he's the son of the first, and he's a Tzar, and even he's the son of the second, and he's a Kohen, but maybe his mother was an Almana. He has another Hetek, his mother's an Almana. And the truth is you can see, if you start the Diyun by the case of the Almanasis, if you start with the mother, then you get in trouble, because the mother is she Kshera Lakuna or not? So the Psak Din is that she's a Sura Lakuna Misafik. And Mimela, you only have one suffix for the son. Who's his father? Is his father a Kohen, he's a Chol, or is his father the Yisrael, and he's a Tzar? So the answer is that we have to say that here, the beginning of the Dion is if his son is a Kohen. It starts with the son. Because if his son is a Tzar, Klapi Aben, Ein Lanu Malodun Akash, we're saying. Umemele Shapim Ritzarfin, as a Suffolk Shem, Eim Ein Agrusha. So here the whole Dion has to start with the son. We don't start with the mother, whether or not she's Mutaris or not. And therefore you start the Dion with the son. Say maybe he's Bechlal Yisrael. And even if he's a Kohen, but maybe he's Mutter because his mother is his mother's an Almana. And not a Grusha. So the first shaila about the son is, is he a Kohen? Because Zohar, there's nothing to talk about. And we have to study him. Maybe he's a Kohen, maybe he's not a man. Maybe he's a Kohen, maybe he's not a Kohen. If he's a Zohar, there's nothing to talk about. And then, even if you decide that he is a Kohen, well, then maybe his mother was a Grusha. An almana. Mashen came betumtum. Tchilas ha-safek is on the tumtum ha-shomeh as ichayev. So we focus on the tumtum ha-shomeh. For when it comes to the son, we focus on the son. Is he a kohen or not? So there's a tzad that he's a tzar. So it's already, we have it's already safek that he's permitted. And then we save it on the tzad that he's a Kohen. Maybe his mother's a Grusha. Maybe his mother's an Amana. Second time I made the mistake. Hashem came a Tumtum. The Tchilas HaSafek is on the Tumtum HaShem is Yichayiv or not. So we're Machriya the Din. L'chumra. So you can't go further in this fake Sveika. Say, Maybe the Mashmi is a man, because maybe he's a lady and it's only one suffix. We already machriya that the tumtum is chayiv. So the Mashmi is only as a suffix. He can't be yotze from a suffix. Also by a cholo, there's really only one nidon. Is he a cholo or not? By the babe, there's one. Is he a cholo or not? And they're two matirim. But when it comes to the tumtum and the kiyah shofar, you have two different nidonim. The gabe, the chiyuv of the shema, and the gabe, the chiyuv of the mashmiya. So once you decide that the shemeya is chayiv in din vade, then when you get to the mashmiya, that's tabachta, because now maybe he's only midit safek. Anyway, that's the Yisoid HaDvarim. This is a Milsa B'Taima. It's not just Stam. And Memela, we're Mechayiv in all those cases of Tere Gufe, we do employ a Sfeik Sfeika. Here we don't employ a Sfeik Sfeika because we were already Machriya that he's Chayiv. The Shamea Tumtum is Chayiv. Memela, there's only one Suffik, the Mashmiya. The Mashmiya is a Suffik. So maybe he's not Chayiv and can't be Motzi, the Shamea. In Tosfos, the beginning of Yevamos 2:2, the Ramaschil O, they ask on that it says that a Ktana doesn't do Yibum lest she be found to be an Ilonis. Why don't we say a Mamonavshach? If she's not an Ilonis, then she has to do Yibum. And if she is an Ilonis, then it was Kedushe Tos. The whole thing was a mistake. It was a fake out, break out. He didn't want to marry. He didn't want to marry an islandess. So she was never Eisha Selchiv. So she can marry the brother. Answers Rabbi Avram Mibul Gavila. The Dafka ben Nimtzeis Islandess. The answer is brought by Tosfos. Dafka benimtzis island is bechay och. V'hikbir habe mekach tos. Abo benimtzis la'achar misa vilmo haya kayim lo hoyo makbid. So, Dafka, if she is found to be an islandess in the brother's lifetime, and he was makbid, then it's a mekach tos. But if it's after his death, if it's after her husband's death, maybe if her husband would be alive, he wouldn't be makbid, and it wouldn't be a mekach tos. So it turns out that she was married to her first husband, and therefore she can't do yibum, because it's going to be b'shalav makom mitzvah. It's going to be eshes sachiv shalav makom mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah for an islandess to do yibum, because it's lahakim zera lachiv, and there's no hakama zera over here. So again, we have the Tosin Yavamas. Tosin Yavamas asks, "What pshat that a ketana can't do yibum lest it turn out she was an islandess?" So we said memanavshach. If she's not an islandess, so then she could do yibum. And if she is an islandess, then it's Kedushe Tos. She was never married in the first place. So it's no problem her marrying her supposed husband's brother, because he was never her husband. So why can't a ketana do yibum? So answers Rabbi Avram, that dafka, if she's found to be an islandess, b'chaya of v'hikpid, what do we have at tzad? We have at tzad it was Kedushe Tos. But he said, no, it's only Kedushe Tos if you found out about it. But after the fact, it's not necessarily Kedushe Tos. So maybe they really were married. And if they really were married, then how is she allowed to do Yibum? Maybe it's Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah with an islandess, and she's Eishes Achiv. So that's Tosfos. So the Shara Melech and Hilchos Mikvah, Sof Klal Gimel asks, we can still be mad to her Mishum Sveik Sveika. What's the Sveik Sveika? Domalav islandess hivashari. Maybe she's not an islandess and she's permitted. And even if you say she's an islandess, maybe the husband would have been makbid had he known, and it's not Eishes Ach. And since it's not Eish HaSach, she can marry the man's brother, her supposed husband's brother. So again, the Shaar HaMelech asks, we should be matir this ketana al tzveik tzveik. Maybe she's not an islandess and she's pregnant. If she's an islandess, maybe the brother would have been makbid and they're not married. And memela, if they're not married, then she's allowed to marry his brother. You can't say it's yibum, it's Eish HaSach shalom makom mitzvah. It's not Eish HaSach b'chla. So the answer is no. It's tshrei gufei. And it's not shayich to make a sveik sveika because it's shrei gufei, right? Maybe she's not an islandess. And if she's an islandess, maybe her husband would have been makbid. So it's shrei gufei. But based on what we said, you can't come onto the din of the shrei gufei over here. Because even the sveikas are called by shrei gufei. On her, if she's an islandess, and on the brother, if he would have been makbid, when they were married, right, her supposed husband. Nevertheless, is one nidon. Is she permitted or not? Im himuteris lo, or is she be'isser Eish HaSach? And therefore, we do have a sveik sveika. Because sof sof, on this nidon, that's lefanena, we have two stadei heter. Maybe she's really a yavama. And maybe she's not Eish HaSach b'chlal. Maybe she's a yavama, she's not an islandess, or maybe she's not Eish HaSach. Because he would have been makbid. So we could say it's fake, fake. It's a sof dover, macholelano mea shi'ul, shezeh shalomim sveik sveika, but trei gufei, it's not a blanket rule. Generally, by trei gufei, we do say sveik sveika. But just in the, specifically in the case of tumtum, we don't say it, because we already machriya the din, legabe the shemea, that he's chayav vadai. And now it doesn't help us anymore that another tum can come blow for him because that person's only chayv mitzidein is only chayv mitzat safik. However, in general, if you have two tzadim lakula, so you could be mekel. Like in this latter case that we just had now, and like in the other cases that we brought about the blood in the Seifel and the Sefer Torah that an Akum wrote. So, obviously, there's a welt more to say about this. So, I hope we'll revisit this. But in the meantime, we have a lot to think about. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.